أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله والله شهيد على ما تعملون قل يا أهل الكتاب لم تصدون عن سبيل الله من آمن تبغونها عوجا وأنتم شهداء وما الله بغافل عما تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا فريقا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله ومن يعتصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم صدق الله العظيم. Inshallah, we discuss verses number 98 to 101 of Surah Al Imran. In the last verses, we discuss the objections that the Bani Israel had raised upon our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the fact that he said he's on the millat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And if he was, then why does he eat the meat of camel and drink its milk? And why did he leave facing Al-Aqsa and then he faced Baytullah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to those two queries of theirs. Once again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses the Ahl-e Kitab. These verses and the verses that come after these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed on a particular occasion when the people of Medina Munawwara, the Arabs of Medina Munawwara, were known as the Aus and the Khazraj. In actual fact, Aus and Khazraj were two brothers, and from them these two tribes had then emanated, and as generations had come down, they were at loggerheads to such an extent that they fought very vicious wars, fierce wars. Yawm al-Bu'ath was one war that they fought for a period of 120 years between themselves. And it wasn't for something that was of significance. It was irrelevant things that they will fight between themselves. And all the while, the Yahud of Medina Munawwara, who were moneylenders, would capitalize in this feud between the Aus and the Khazraj. And now comes Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Both the groups of Aus and Khazraj had brought iman in Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They reconciled their differences. Not only did they reconcile, but they had held hands and they became the Ansar and the host of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muhajireen. And then this fraternity of brotherhood that was formed between the Muhajireen and the Ansar was never witnessed in mankind before and probably will never be witnessed again amongst mankind. And this obviously hurt the Yahud of Medina Munawwara. And amongst them was one particular person, Shammas bin Qais. On one occasion when Shammas bin Qais walked past nearby Masjid al-Nabawi and he observed this brotherhood between the Aus and the Khazraj, something that he could not see, something that was not realistic to him, something that needed to be broken down. So he got one person in one narration, and in another narration he himself brought those poetry that the Aus would sing in their favor, in their praises against the Khazraj, and the Khazraj would sing in their favor and against the Aus. And in this way, these poetry were now recited in front of the Aus and the Khazraj. And now both these tribes began to think about their past, and somewhat in their hearts that past was being reflected, that hatred, that disunity, and the result of it was that they began to think about that wars that they had fought, and suddenly when they began to hear this poetry, all of that came back to them, to the extent that one or two individuals began to make declarations of war against each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam hears about this, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes forth with some of the muhajireen, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam addresses them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to them that how can all of this happen when I am in your midst? The Quran is being revealed, the Quran is being recited, and immediately as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam begins to speak to them, all of this melts away, and then the Aws and Khazraj ask each other for forgiveness. They begin to embrace each other, and once again all of that is forgotten. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these incidences, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them, and Allah ta'ala addresses the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah says, قُلْ سَيْءُ مُحَمَّدٍ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, O people of the book, لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, why do you disbelieve in the verses of Allah ta'ala? وَاللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا تَعْمَلُونَ, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness to what you do, to everything that you do. That on the one hand, you yourself disbelieve, and on the other hand, Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, say, O people of the book, لِمَ تَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنْ, why do you stop those from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have brought iman? You yourself disbelieve, so that is one ill deed that you have committed. You know that it is wrong, and then you stop others, those who have brought iman, you are stopping them from the belief in Allah Ta'ala. تَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا, you search for defect in the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, like the various objections you had raised against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَأَنْتُمْ شُهَدَا, you do all of this whilst you are witnesses. You are not doing it because of illiteracy, because of ignorance. You are doing all of this in the light of knowledge, knowing that he is the Nabi of Allah. You know that this is the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala. You know what is right and wrong, yet you do what you do. وَاللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not heedless, negligent of what you do. Now here Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who have brought iman, إِن تُطِيعُوا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, if you obey a group from among those who have been given the Kitab, like in this particular instance, that they are sowing the seeds of discord, of disunity, and if you begin to obey them, يَرُدُّوكُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ كَافِرِينَ, they will turn you after your iman into disbelievers. One very important note that has been made by the commentators, that here the whole intention was to sow the seed of discord, of disunity. Then what happens? The ummah fragments. When the ummah fragments, the ummah becomes fragile. And here Allah Ta'ala is showing what the consequences will be, and that is of kufr. Because when this ummah becomes weak, then where do we concentrate our efforts towards? That somebody will say that let us concentrate it towards da'wat. Somebody will say towards ta'lim. Somebody will say towards islah. Somebody will say towards conferences. Everyone will now look at different reasons and different aspects that we concentrate our efforts, and the result is that in that way people begin to lose their iman. Allah Ta'ala safeguard us. So the solution to all of it is try and unite within our families, within our own communities, and then try to sow the seed of unity between us, and inshallah that will give us a greater and stronger unity between us, and that will also then contribute to a stronger Islam, a stronger iman. Wa kayfa takfurun, and how do you disbelieve? Wa antum tutla alaykum ayatullah, whilst the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being recited upon you. Wa fikum rasulu, and amongst you is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ, whoever holds on to Allah Ta'ala, the deen of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the ahkam and the rules of Allah Ta'ala, فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ, then that person has been guided to the صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ, the straight path. Very simple message that Allah Ta'ala gives, a very simple prescription that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown one on all of us, that we just hold on to the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.